17 pink sugar elephants sitting under a chestnut tree. I said good morning, pink sugar elephants, but they wouldn't speak to me. Each had two eyes, but they couldn't see me there. Each had four legs, but they couldn't go anywhere. And so we just sat that early autumn morning, sun not yet risen and magic everywhere. Speak to me, but he was a factory made pink sugar elephant, given to children for treats after tea. He had two eyes, but he couldn't see me there. He had four legs, but he couldn't go anywhere. So we just sat that early autumn morning, sun not yet risen, and magic everywhere.
Let's make rock and roll! First, we need a drummer to give us the beat. Now we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes. Ah, here you go, yeah! Then we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords.
Sing the word. We're gonna dookie sapphire.
And some adults to say, what's that noise? They call that music?
I'm getting a terrible headache.
Now we've got rock and roll.
Hey, mama, you seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm, every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., right here on CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Believer, you leave out and leaving more. Oh, oh, oh. Now, baby, Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I'll be your host until 2 o'clock today. That was a band called Coheed and Cambria, who I rarely play on my show for various reasons. I won't get into it now. That song was called 10 Speed, and that was off of their most recent album. It's not new. It was out like years ago, but it's been a while since they put anything out, and I used to be like really obsessive about Coheed and Cambria because they have like they do this thing where they write songs about like a story they have going on about two characters called Coheed and Cambria, and I used to follow it, and I used to be like totally into it and like nerd it up and like do research on it, but now I don't remember anything, and I kind of dropped the ball on that one, but that's okay. I'm sure when their new album comes out, I'll get into it again or something. The album is called... I don't remember what it's called. It was really long. It's like Good Apollo, I'm Burning Star 4 from Fear Through the Eyes of Madness. That's the album title. It's a bit pretentious, but I still enjoy it. Just a bit. Speaking of pretentious, I went to a show yesterday, one of the various things I did yesterday. One might say I might have done too many things yesterday because I'm really tired. But I went to Richards and I saw an art kind of slash art show rap band called Subtle. There weren't a lot of people there, but it was really weird. And when I first got there, I saw all the props and the backdrops and like all the weird crazy shit that they had on stage, and I was like, oh crap, this is gonna be so pretentious, why did I come here? But when the show started, like, their lead singer rapper guy came out, and he's generally just like crazy. He's just a really weird person, so it wasn't pretentious, he was just really effed up. And so it was good times. If you wanted to call me in the studio, you can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. You know, tell me how it is, what you want to hear. I'm really tired, so I'm going to play this really long song and get stuff sorted out. Yeah. Before I forget. Damn it! That was awesome. I hate it when people leave the CD players on continuous play, because I always assume that they're not on continuous play, because why would you have them on continuous play if you're doing a radio show? Why? Why? Anyways, before I forget, which I almost did, the Blood Brothers is scheduled to play a show Sunday, August 19th at the Plaza Club. So if you're planning on going to that, you can't, because it's been canceled for some reason or the other. I don't remember why. Someone told me about it, and then they told me why, but I really don't remember why it's been canceled, but it has been. So the Blood Brothers show is not happening. And so would it make sense to play the Blood Brothers? Maybe. I'm going to anyways. Did I play the song last week? I probably did, but I don't really remember, and I don't really care right now.
t-shirts,
well-mannered cardigans,
pants, jackets, and underwear.
The Friends of CITR card scores you discounts at Antisocial, Berku's Angels, and Hits Boutique.
Uzbekistan Prints or Rajasthan Colors.
Support CITR Radio and pick up your card today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Fun.
While
Fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
Fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
Fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle it with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
If I had the time to make long, ridiculous PSAs like that, I totally would. Oh, I totally would. Today's one of those days where I'm pretty sure if I drank, I would be really hungover right now. But I don't drink, so I guess that's good. I'm not quite sure. It just means that I'm really tired. I don't want to do a lot of talking, so I'll probably just play a lot of music today. Before that little PSA or story, like station ID type thing, played a little PSA for the Friends of CITR card. I believe it is $15, and for me, $15. You get our little Friends of card, and you can use it at a lot of awesome places around town, like the Eatery, Antisocial, Hits, a couple bookstores, and there's like a whole list on the website, CITR.ca. And I've used mine quite a few times, actually. I forget every time I go to the Eatery that they take the Friends of card there and that I can get discounts, but next time they won't be so lucky. No, they won't. Who did I play before that? I don't really know anymore. Sure, I played Daggermouth. Daggermouth, a local band off of their album Turf Wars. That song was called This Is Chase Brennerman. And before that, I played the Blood Brothers off of their album Crimes. That song was called Trash Flavored Trash, and they are not coming to Vancouver. Even though there are some really awesome posters around town, I tried to take one of those posters, and I tried to take one of the posters for the Pelican Show the other day, but because of, like, the super awesome professional glue that these guys use, I'll start to rip a corner. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get the whole poster, and then only the corner comes off. I'm like, oh, damn it, and I just leave it. Yeah, but the point is, the Blood Brothers aren't coming to Vancouver, so I'm sorry if I've been the bearer of bad news, but someone had to tell you. And before the Blood Brothers, I'm sure I played something. I think I played 3 Inches of Blood. Yeah, why not? I played 3 Inches of Blood off of their album Fire Up the Blades. That song was called God of the Cold White Silence. What do I have coming up for you now? Right now, I have some Tiger Army. Just because. Why not? Let's just play some Tiger Army. This is Tiger Army off of their latest album on We All Fall Down.
Back on that summertime. life. I can't feel the world trying to pull me down. Don't let it pull you down.
Better than this? Shindig 2007, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands, is accepting submissions now. Shindig is your opportunity to win studio time, CD reproduction, and tons of other great prizes. Send us a 3-song demo of original material with your contact information to Shindig 2007, care of CITR, room 233, 6138 Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC. Victor 6 Tango 1 Zulu 1. Or send us your stuff on the web at shindig2007@gmail.com. Official deadline is August 6, so get your music to us now. For more information, please visit our website at shindig.citr.ca. Shindig 2007 is brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Abomination of a song that I that is trash, that is dirt, that is filth. What possessed you to write such a disgusting, degeneratized song as that? And I'm complimenting you by considering it a song.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. Shindig, unfortunately, you can't. The deadline has passed for accepting submissions, but I wanted to talk about Shindig anyways, and that was the only PSA that we had there. Perhaps someone will make up a new one soon. But Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands, and, you know, all you need to do is send in a little 3-song demo, and, you know, you could be playing for money, fame, more like money and recording time and good press and stuff like that and good exposure for your new and upcoming band. And I, what did I do before that? I started off that set with the really short set with Tiger Army off of their newest album, Music from Regions Beyond. That song was called Spring Forward. And the next band that I played was a local band called You Say Party, We Say Die. And I played them because they were the winners of Shindig last year. And, you know, I used to like them. Not a lot. I used to like them. Now I don't really. But, you know, things have gone really, really well for them. They just they released an album called Lose All Time. That song that I played was Teenage Hit Wonder. And that album is coming out in the States on some bigger label. I don't remember what it was. I read about it last night. It's coming out in the States like next month or so. And, you know, they're getting their name out there. They're opening for bigger bands and stuff. And so good things happen to bands that win CITR's Shindig contest thing. So very soon after we go through all the demos, we'll be pitting bands against each other. And Shindig always happens every Tuesday night at the Railway Club. So starting maybe in September, I think that's when the shows will start up. So keep your eyes out for posters and, you know, stuff like that, because it will be quite interesting this year. Yes, talking about winning contests. I remember last week I told you guys about that Guitar Hero tournament at the Anza Club on Friday. It happened last Friday. I went, and it was right after I'd got off work. So if I had time, I would have loved to dress up, because everybody there was dressed up like they were in Jane's Addiction or Motley Crue or something, and it was pretty good. It was really funny, but I just looked like, you know, a regular boring person because I just got off work. And I went there, and they were going around asking the people that looked like rock stars to, you know, enter the tournament because they could win prizes or whatever. And then when they came up to me, they were like, oh, you know, drinks are this much, don't forget to vote, because I totally didn't look like a rock star or whatever. And at the last minute, they're like, oh, we need one more competitor. So I was like, oh, I play Guitar Hero, and I know how to rock out. And so I was like, I'll enter. And I entered, and I won the tournament. Me. I did. And I got, like, a battle axe and gift certificates and free piercings and stuff. I won. I showed them. That's all I really have to say about that. It was pretty good for that little moment there. I was pretty proud of myself. And I actually had some guy, like, come up to me and challenge me drunkenly. He's like, you think you're the shit, but you just wait. I challenge you to a Guitar Hero match. It's not that I was even, like, technically good. If I'm just standing there playing, I'm sure I could play really well. But I just got up there and, like, made an idiot of myself and looked really stupid and did jumps and played with a guitar behind my head and everything. And because it looked awesome, I won. So there you go, kids. Let that be a lesson to you. And the great thing is, I've never owned Guitar Hero in my life. I've never owned the game, which I think is quite the feat if you think about it. Yeah, that's about it right now. That's all that your Vancouver Guitar Hero champion has to say. I promise I won't let this get to my head. This is some new Bad Religion on CITR.
Back in '83, a man came to me and he told me, son, I'll wear a fight this time.
You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. That was the Transmitters. The Transmitters. covering White Heat's Nervous Breakdown. They're a local band. They're not going to be playing a show here in Vancouver for a while because they're going on tour to Europe or something. They're going to be gone for a while because they're out in another country. And yeah, it's crazy. I hope they're like huge in Europe or something. I think they got asked to play like some huge festival there or something like that. I don't know. I'll be talking to them in a couple days. Maybe I'll ask them about that. But like they're pretty big here in Vancouver already. But I hope they're huge in Europe or something, or in Japan. Actually, my friend Malcolm's band is like huge in Japan, and like no one knows them here. My friend Malcolm is the drummer in a band called something Fake Shark Real Zombie, and they're like, he was telling me about how they went to Japan for a couple shows, and like they have a record deal there and everything, and people would recognize them on the streets and dress like them and stuff. Like they did a photo shoot for a couple magazines, and I guess like the kids in Japan saw the pictures and like they dressed up and made themselves look like the guys in Fake Shark Real Zombie, and it was really surreal apparently. But here in Vancouver, they're still shopping around for a record deal, for a label, because their album hasn't been released here in Vancouver. Does that make any sense to you? It's funny how things work out that way, but it's pretty awesome. So I hope the Transmitters are like blowing up all over the world. I wish wonderful things for them. I hope good things have happened for that band. Yes, Nervous Breakdown. Before the Transmitters, I played Bad Religion off of their new album, New Maps of Hell. That song was called The Grains of Wrath. Ooh, how clever, Greg Graffin. You're so smart. Whatever. Yeah, and before that, I played DJ Party. But I already told you about that a while ago. What I want to tell you about right now are shows coming up in Vancouver that I'm interested in. Maybe you are. Maybe you're not. I don't know. I really can't tell. There have been quite a few shows that I've found out about that I don't have here on my website listing, so I probably won't mention them because I can't really remember what I came across right now, but whatever, I'll do my best. August 10th, is that tomorrow? I think it is. Tomorrow night at the Cobalt, the Jolts are playing with the Lizard People. That should be a highly entertaining show. The next night at the Cobalt as well, the Rebel Spell, who are from Victoria, I believe, they will be playing there. And I've seen the Rebel Spell play a few times live, and they always surprise me. I always think it'll just be like some kind of, you know, like good but generic punk rock show, but they always manage to impress me, which is probably a good thing. What was it? Yes, the next night you can check out Misery Signals, Shy Hallude, The Human Abstract, Means, Straight Reads the Line, and Savannah at the Plaza Club. Not gonna judge, I'm just saying. And the other day, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about the show with one of my friends, and like they're talking about how they want to go, and I was like, yeah, except who wants to see Shy Hallude? I was like, come on, guys, does anybody like those band? Like, does anyone like this band? And like the room was full of like five people that really liked that band, and it was really awkward. It was kind of weird. I was like, I gotta go now before you guys stab me or something. Yeah. Pelican are coming to Vancouver to play a show. Pelican are playing August 15th at Richards on Richards. Thor is having a CD release party, which will probably be really fun. That's happening August 18th at the Lamplighter. And I heard that the Lamplighter won't be booking shows anymore because the owner, the management, is switching over to somebody else. And I know the guy that does the bookings for the Lamplighter, Dave, I think, does bookings for the Lamplighter. And for some reason, he had notices go out saying, like, oh, I can't book anything else after, like, this certain date because management is changing. So I don't know if the Lamplighter will be having shows. Maybe they won't be having so much, but I don't know if they're just cutting off shows altogether. But there's a chance that the Lamplighter won't be hosting shows anymore. Just a bit disappointing because I quite like the location of the Lamplighter. It's a bit easier to get to for me rather than going out all the way to, like, Pat's Pub or something. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. The Blood Brothers were supposed to play August 19th at the Plaza Club, but that's not happening. That show has been cancelled. Perhaps you'd like to check out Strung Out. They're playing the next night, August 20th, at the Croatian Cultural Center, which means it's an all-ages show, kids. ZZ Top, The Pretenders, and The Stray Cats. Like, the original lineup for all those bands. They're coming to Vancouver. They're playing August 23rd at GM Plays. Next night, Bison, Jaws, and the China Creeps are playing at the Cobalt. That is August 24th. The next night, the Pointed Sticks are playing August 25th at the Red Room? I think it might be the Red Room. I'm going to say the Red Room. I don't actually have the details for that show in front of me, but I'm going to assume that it's the Red Room. But I'm sure if you're interested in going, you can do a bit of research yourself. The Pointed Sticks, August 25th. The Agrolites are playing here in Vancouver, August 30th at the Red Room. Coming up in September, we have Gogo Bordello playing at the Commodore Ballroom, September 26th. Cannibal Corpse, The Black Dahlia Murder, The Red Cord, and Goat Whore are the bands that are celebrating the Metal Blade 25th anniversary tour. They're all playing at the Croatian Cultural Center September 26th. And they will also be doing, I don't think an in-store performance, but they will be doing like an autograph signing thing at the HMV downtown the same day before that show. They were originally scheduled to do a free in-store at HMV, but the manager there decided that HMV is a no-fun zone, so they can't. They can't play. Cannibal Corpse and all those bands won't be able to play live for free at HMV. But they'll still be there signing things. I'll probably get them to sign the battle axe that I won from the Guitar Hero tournament. Yeah, I want an axe. I'll probably get the Black Dahlia Murder to sign it because I think that would be pretty metal. Yes. What else is going on? The Cure are coming to Vancouver. I'm going to go and I'm going to see them. I'm so excited. October 9th at GM Place. The Black Lips are also coming to Vancouver. They're playing October 11th at Richards on Richards. The UK Subs, I don't know if a venue has been announced for that show yet, but the UK Subs, like the legendary UK Subs, will be playing a show here in Vancouver October 16th. There are a couple other shows, like the Ravenettes are coming and Turbo Negro is coming, but I don't have the information for all of those things in front of me, but I could easily get it if the internets weren't so slow. Maybe I won't. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'm just trying to stall. Yeah, whatever. I don't have the listings here in front of me, but all those bands are playing, and, you know, it's all over the place. I'm sure you can check the Georgia Strait or the internet if you really wanted to know. I promise you I'll be more, you know, on my game next week when I'm not so dead. What was I going to play for you now? I'm just going to go to some music before this gets really awkward. How about some new stuff by the Icarus Line? It's been a long time since I've heard anybody talk about the Icarus Line or seen anything come out by them. But there's a new album called Black Lives at the Golden Coast. And the track listing for this CD, like all the song titles, are squished together so much and written in little dots that I can't even see like what this song is called. It's the, I'll play the third track. Yeah, but I don't even know what it's called. So I can't even help you out there because I can't read this. It's just not happening. So this is some new Icarus Line on CITR.
Mm. repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. I just played something. I played the Icarus Line off of their album Black Lives at the Golden Coast. I don't know what that song is called. It looks maybe like Gets Paid Slayer, maybe? I'm gonna say it's that. Gets Paid Slayer. That's what the dots look like to me. Don't write in dots and don't put the words all really close together because then it just looks like nothing. Thanks, guys. yeah. Before that, I don't even remember what I played. Good times. Good times had by all. That's about it for me today. I am just about done. Coming up next, we have the Ink Studs show, but Robin is not here. The show would be pre-recorded, which I'll play for you in just a second. But I wanted to thank everybody that called in today and listened today, even though I'm sure this show was all over the place and I'm so sorry. But I'll be back next week for some awesomeness. You know, I always bring the awesome, or at least I always try to. And you can always check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. This band, this cute band that you're hearing, is called Why. I'll let a bit of it play, and then for maybe a minute or so, and then I'll put on Robin's show. And at 3 o'clock, we have Crimes and Treasons with Rico, Brandon, and Jules. So stay tuned to CITR all day for Thursday awesomeness, is what I'm going to call Thursdays. So there. Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. I'll be back next week. I wanted to serve with my-